win again. Now, the eagle-eyed amongst you may have spotted a few film cameras in Brighton recently, and there's been a lot of speculation online as to what they're doing there. Some rumours have said they're filming for a new Peaky Blinders series. Others have even said it's the new Harry Styles drama. Well, I can reveal all of those rumours are wrong, because they are in fact filming for the indie film Vindication Swim, which is being directed by Brighton-born filmmaker Elliot Hasler, and he joins us to tell us more. Morning to you, Elliot.
Morning, hi.
There's been a lot of excitement, people getting very worked up about seeing a movie being filmed in Brighton. It's a great story, this, isn't it? And it's based on a true story.
Yeah, it's a fantastic story, yeah. So Vindication Swim is a biopic about Mercedes Glites, who in 1927, she became the first British woman to swim the English Channel. So that's what we're making the film about.
But am I right in saying that after she did it, another woman then did it as well?
Yeah, so there's this whole rivalry aspect to the story, which is actually that we've been filming the scenes with the rival swimmer. They're the ones that, you know, everyone's sort of swimming around Brighton. So there's, yeah, there's this whole rivalry aspect that she had to kind of fight to prove her claim and all things like that. So yeah, there's a lot going on. It's a very interesting and complex story.
Yeah. So has filming just started, or did you start before lockdown and you've now had to resume? Or
we've been going for years now. We started in August 2019, and because of these lockdowns and stuff, it's just pushed us right back. Yeah, but we're nearly done now. We're in like the final stretch.
So when and where will it be released?
The aim is for the Cannes Film Festival in 2022. So it's a little way to go yet, but yeah, the film is almost done, and then Cannes Film Festival in 2022 is the aim.
How amazing, though. I mean, when did you first have the idea that you wanted to do this?
I came across the story a few years ago now, and it was just absolutely fascinating. You know, it's such an inspiring story about this woman who was from Brighton herself, which, you know, partly attracted me to the story as well, but, you know, about this woman who... you know, back in the 1920s, she overcame the barriers of society, you know, even the barriers of nature to go out there and swim the English Channel, which to this day, more people have climbed Everest than actually swum the Channel. So it's really a very, very impressive and inspirational story, I think.
Yeah. How challenging has it been to recreate 1920s Brighton?
It has been challenging, but there's a lot of kind of things around that have helped with that. Like, we filmed at the Bluebell Railway, for example, things like that. So there are ways of doing it. I think that the bigger challenge was filming out at sea and actually doing all the channel swimming scenes. That was what was tough.
Yeah, I bet. Gosh. I want to ask you something, but you don't have to tell me the answer if you don't want to. Yesterday, I was in Julien Plumard picking up a lovely pan au chocolat, and they had a sign up saying they would close this afternoon for filming. Would you have anything to do with that, Elliot?
That has nothing to do with us, no.
Is it not you? Maybe that is the Harry Styles drama, then. Have you had a lot of people coming up to you asking where Harry is?
I don't know. Apparently it was all over TikTok the other day.
Well, that's what my son told me. Oh, he was convinced. Literally came running into me. Mummy, we've got to go into Brighton. Harry Styles is in town. I was like, is he though? But is he?
Yeah, that was what I got from my sister, all these TikTok videos. She didn't realise it was me, and then obviously it was a massive disappointment when she found out it was me.
It was just her brother all along. Oh, well, look, yeah. Well done you. I think it's lovely that you had this idea and you've seen it through. And imagine that, the Cannes Film Festival. What will that moment be like?
I mean, it'll be great. I mean, for everyone as well. Like, obviously, Kirsten Callahan, who plays Mercedes, John Locke, who plays a coach. Like, all of us, we've spent so long doing this movie now. So it'll be amazing when we, you know, finally get there and have it released and have everybody see it.
Amazing. Do you need any extras? I'd like to put myself, Stephen Cranford, and John Howick forward. If you need any background artists, we are available.
I mean, that'd be great. We always need extras.
Have you used local people for that, or...?
We have, actually, yeah. So I mean, it's all kind of a local-based thing. We've been filming most of the... We did a few scenes in Birmingham, but most of the film's been shot in Sussex, you know, sort of Worthing, Eastbourne, Brighton, all that kind of area. So we use local people with vintage cars come along and help out. So it's really been kind of a big, like, community collaboration on this film, which is really fantastic.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait to see Brighton on the big screen. Elliot Hasler, thanks so much for telling us about it. Brighton-born filmmaker Elliot Hasler talking about his new film, Vindication Swim.